Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so the Supreme Court is going to be readdressing and relooking at, and I apologize, I got some texts coming in here, the Affordable Care Act again. All right. Now, the Supreme Court has had already some previous attitudes towards the ACA, which allowed the ACA to exist in pretty much its current form. If you remember back in 2012, the law, as it had been written, was deemed unconstitutional unless, as Chief Justice Roberts pointed out, you made it a tax. If you made it a tax, it was all good. So the ACA that later pervaded and succeeded as Obama's signature healthcare policy was in part due to Chief Justice Roberts saying, look, make it a tax and then we can make this work, all right? Which it might not have been his exact words. Trump comes in and says, okay, you know, we're going to throw out the, you know, Affordable Care Act. We're going to repeal and replace. Never happened, but I apologize, having some issues here. People come in. Never happened. But what he did was he stopped the mandate. And there's been a lot of debate on whether that was a good thing or a bad thing. The mandate was in place for there to be money going in to the healthcare system. If you are, let's say, which a lot of us support, not going to refuse somebody on pre-existing conditions. I think I was so frustrated for years that people with asthma would get health insurance and we couldn't take care of their asthma. It was bull crap. So if now people don't have to wait till they're sick, or now people can wait till they're sick to buy insurance during the next enrollment period, who's putting money into the system? How do you have healthy dollars? So instead, the Sebelius and Obama and Pelosi, what they did is they made it, well, a mandate. Now, again, I would have preferred to see incentives. I think you incentivize employers. You incentivize people. You don't threaten them. So that's why I'm not a fan of the ACA. I'm a fan of the pre-existing condition clause, and it looks like the GOP has already passed, I believe, in the Senate, and are continuing to say, look, we're going to protect the pre-existing condition clause, but we're going to get rid of the ACA. So how are they getting rid of the ACA? Well, when President Trump said we're done with the mandate, we're not doing the mandate anymore, you know, then there's been lower courts going, well, then the law's done. If you've already taken apart one of the law, a piece of the law, it's done. Well, in a previous ruling last year, Brett Kavanaugh and Chief Justice Roberts is like, we're not going to buy that. Just because you take a piece of the law out or you void a piece of the law doesn't mean the whole law is gone. So we believe that even with Amy Coney Barrett, that the Obamacare will not get thrown out, will not be deemed unconstitutional. Now, all right, so what does that mean for the GOP? Well, like I said, be careful what you wish for. All right, if, let's say, the Supreme Court decides to give Trump a win, all right, that could hurt the GOP. All right. One is they could say, you see, you know, he rushed through Amy Coney Barrett and then all of a sudden, you know, she ruled partisanly. So there is the optics of that. But also think about it. One of the reasons why many of us prefer Joe Biden to some of the other candidates is because we didn't want more socialized medicine. And when Biden said he's going to build on Obamacare, for the GOP, You know, that's kind of a win because Obamacare has failed. So if he wants to still build on that and not, you know, come in with a, we're going to be a socialized country when it comes to medicine, then you might not want to get the ACA thrown out just yet. You might want to keep the ACA a little while longer. Plus, the Republicans need to show and need to kind of demonstrate that they did pass legislation to prevent the pre-existing from not going away. Because in order for the Republicans to get any sort of support, you know, bipartisanly, even from their own base, they need to show that they were pre-existing conditions. So if Biden, if he does take over, is going to kind of keep the Obamacare thing going, this might not be a win that the GOP wants. And then finally, all right, Trump has bigger fish to fry than the ACA. Okay, he had tried for 4 years to repeal and replace. You can't. To fix health care with high deductibles, and, you know, once you promise that, you know, and you tell insurance companies they got to pay for all this and the 10 essential, health care things like the physical and the birth control and all that, you can't take it away. So Trump never was able to fix it anyway. But he's got bigger fish to fry with the election. So if President Trump needs the Supreme Court to assist him with, look, that's fraud, are you going to call it or not, or whatever, then he's going to, you know, I don't know if he should, I just don't know if a win with the ACA is going to work. You see what I mean? So, you know, I believe what President Trump should do, well, he can't really do anything, but listen, if you're Republican and conservative and the GOP and the Supreme Court does not throw out Obamacare, if they do not throw that out, that might not be the worst thing in the world, because I just don't see the country ready for then Biden to come up with a new replacement, because with Kamala Harris and all the liberal influence, there's going to be a more socialized, shall we say, healthcare plan. And at least with Obamacare, it salvages the private market. Now, mind you, it's screwed up and something has to be done. But like I said, be careful what you wish for. If the Supreme Court throws it out, that gives Biden and everybody a clean slate to come in with, you know, not even a public option, just like Medicare for All. And we've talked about Medicare for All. Medicare for All would be good if Medicare was good. But Medicare doesn't pay the doctors all the time. People don't have the benefits they want, right? And it's already kind of lacking funding. So now how do you expand that to everybody? 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Can't you see I'm burning?
Guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood, and it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Well, we're not hearing about a lot of the crime rates this last week or two, because, you know, most of the news has been dominated with the election. And we're being told that in Minneapolis, looks like the opposite of defunding the police is going on. Minneapolis wants to actually draft extra cops. They need to help fight a wave of violent crime after their $1 million police budget cut happened after George Floyd's death. May he rest in peace. I live in Nevada, Las Vegas, Nevada. Gosh, every day we're hearing reports of somebody getting stabbed or shot or, you know, and I mean, we're not supposed to be a very high crime city. But unfortunately, we've been having issues even happen on our strip, on our resort corridor. And it's been something that Nevada has started to grapple with. as rates have been lowered and a lot of the casinos have been closed and, you know, people have been kind of driving out of town and coming into our town to, you know, kind of enjoy some of the specials that they could get in Vegas. So the crime started to go up, and there's more fights and scuffles, and, you know, people who work the strip say it's just different, you know, and the tips are different, and it's just not. Now, mind you, that could be Las Vegas's fault too. I mean, Las Vegas used to be home of the 99-cent shrimp cocktail. So we used to have, you know, 99-cent shrimp cocktail, $1.99 prime rib. We had buffets, and then all of a sudden, after the 90s and 2000s, we decided to become very, very high-end, you know, with fancy restaurants, and I love the fact that we did that, and, you know, clubs and shows, and things got expensive, such that if you were coming to Las Vegas, and you were going to eat, you were going to be dropping thousands of dollars, and that's even before you hit the tables. And so, you know, people are like, too expensive to go to Vegas. Really too expensive to go to Vegas? Vegas is where you used to go for cheap vacation. So now all of a sudden they've dropped the rates and it's just kind of changed things. So that's on Vegas. We're going to kind of talk about that more later. Mind you, I don't think dinners should be $100 a person, or I think there's a lot of things that are very, very overpriced, unfortunately. But it's just when it happens so abruptly, you know, it changes things. So we're being told that dozens of officers have quit, as we remember in the wake of Defund the Police after the George Floyd riots in May, and violent crime has spiked. 74 homicides so far in Minneapolis. We're talking about Minneapolis, Minnesota. It's a great city. I was there last year. It's beautiful, you know, and it is. The people are great, and it's, you know, not supposed to be known for high crime. It's not supposed to be known for that. It's, you know, Minneapolis is some of the, you know, most awesome people out there. And so 74 homicides so far this year compared to 49 last year. And some of you might be like, well, that's not a lot. I go, it is. If we've been on lockdown, if Minneapolis had been on lockdown and then still schools closed and, you know, works, you know, businesses closed and all that, you would think violent crime would have gone down because more people are home. So the fact that it went up, besides coronavirus, it kind of shows, if anybody was extrapolating the numbers and predicting, if we had those types of numbers in a non-COVID state, that would be like a triple or quadruple. So at the start of the year, the Minneapolis Police Force employed 1,053 staff, 877 officers, 176 civilian. That number then dropped to 987 as of last month. They cut it down to 844 officers, 143 civilians. It might not seem like a big percentage, but apparently it's again, when you defund, you got to cut jobs. So now we're being told they're scrambling to draft in cops from outside the city's force because they need to fight the wave in violent crime. City is, quote-unquote, pleading, according to Daily Mail, for reinforcements for the sheriff's office after the transit authority has helped respond to a surge of violent 911 calls. So, you know, the defund the police has been brought up, even by Democrats, as to probably not the wisest soundbite or narrative to push or platform with the election. They believe they lost a lot of people. Now, again, we aren't going to know because we don't really, we don't know if these election results are true. You know, from what we're hearing, the numbers are just, you know, possibly skewed with dead voters and people from out of town voting and, you know, possibly ballot tampering. But it looked like it was going to be an easy red wave for President Trump based on people going, no, that went too far. See, the Democrats can actually be a party that lasts for a very, very long time. They could be very, very successful in that they know how to kind of capture a lot of people. They capture those of us, you know, that, oh, I mean, the Republicans do too, which is they never kind of get the sound bites. But, you know, if a Democratic platform talks about, you know, we want to protect the environment, you know, we want to rely less on, you know, oil, and, you know, we want to, you know, welcome those. We want to, not discriminate against LGBTQ and, support gay marriage. The average person, actually agrees with a lot of the, most people have, somebody gay or LGBTQ in their family. The Democrat can appeal to a lot of people. The Democrat can appeal to the libertarian, when they go, look, we don't want the government involved in our healthcare decisions. A lot of libertarians are like, we agree. We agree on that. Keep the government the hell out. But then, unfortunately, as the Democrats become more and more liberal and, more of the liberal people start to become more loud and voiced, we hear, so abortion should be, and they're like, no, you're going too far here, all right, okay, you kind of lost me on that. I like government not being involved in our bodies, but I'm not really ready to help support second trimester abortions or public funding for abortions or, same thing with, Black Lives Matter. And, there being, some sort of reform of how we approach people in custody or those who don't freeze and, listen to you and put cops' lives in danger, do we have a better system? Talking about that, that is something that I think, again, both sides agree on. But instead, it went all the way to the left where we'll defund the police. Well, you even saw, was it Alyssa Milano or I don't know. You even see stars go, oh, yeah, we have to call the police. You might think everything's all fine and dandy, and then all of a sudden it's 2 o'clock in the morning. Something's going on, and who do you call? You call the police. And so, people kind of rallied behind this defund the police, and you even had Democrats going, nah, I'm not with you on that. Yeah, I have a lot of liberal friends, and they were like, no, that's too far. That's too far. So, if Biden ends up, being allowed to move forward and take over the presidency, I strongly urge him to not, acquiesce or give in to some of the more radical suggestions by the left. Look at college debt. College debt is another one. I'm seeing people online and students are asking, going, okay, are our student loans going to get wiped out? Well, that doesn't sound that radical. Like, oh, yeah, we need to help our students and we have to, but boy, is it going to alienate people. You have a lot of Democrats out there and liberals that just finished paying their last payment on $200,000 of student loans. And do you think they are going to want to know that they just missed, that they had to pay their dues and other people don't have to and they have to pay for that as well? Maybe what they want to do is go, look, what we're going to do is we're going to, decrease the interest or we'll make payment plans easier or but if you're saying, oh, we're going to wipe out all college student debt and let college be free, again, just it's going too far. So, and whenever you go too far, the pendulum has to swing. We're going to get rid of Obamacare. Getting rid of Obamacare was nice. Everybody was excited about that because Obamacare stunk. But the problem is Obamacare was a pendulum in one way. It was, we're just going to change the whole entire system. And so you're going to then have to come up with a whole new system, and it's just too far on one side or the other. And so I've always said baby steps, guys, baby steps. And stripping millions of dollars from the police force throughout the country, now possibly billions when you add it up all together, was just too much too soon. It was just too far. And in Minneapolis, robberies, burglaries, violent crime, domestic aggravated assault, it makes the Democratic Party look bad. 1-877-DOC-FELLY.
The The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former FBI Director Andrew McCabe is facing questions from senators on Capitol Hill regarding the origins of the Russia investigation.
How do you explain to the American people that when the FBI received a memo from the CIA alleging that Hillary Clinton had signed off on a plan concerning U.S. Presidential Donald Trump and Russia hackers hampering U.S. elections as a means of distracting the public from our use of a private mail service, that you did nothing? Should Peter Strzok have told you about this?
I can't explain to you, Senator, what Peter Strzok or Director Comey thought about that memo at that
Should
time.
You have been noted?
What I can say, Senator...
Wait a minute.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham. The Supreme Court is also discussing repealing Obamacare today. USA Radio News. All eyes are turning to Georgia, where two election races will decide which party controls the Senate. It appears both are headed to a runoff January 5th. Rachel Bovard is with the Conservative Partnership Institute. She says Republicans have to get people out to the polls just like Democrats did in the general election in Georgia.
Well, Stacey Abrams, to her credit, did not take Georgia for granted. She got out and had a strong ground game. Republicans have to counter that. They have to be on the ground registering voters. They cannot take red states for granted. And I hope that they're doing that. They needed to be doing it yesterday. I know that both Senate campaigns are actively pursuing, voters in this regard. But, hey, they got to get on the ground and they got to do it today.
The number of coronavirus cases in the United States continues to rise. There have been more than 100,000 new infections for 5 straight days after the COVID tracking project reported 118,000 new cases on Monday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I see, I don't know, anywhere from 20 to 30 patients a day with telemedicine, and many of them want to go back to work. And they get exposed, and at work, work tells them to contact the telemedicine doctor and find out when they can come back to work. So many of them say, look, you know, I don't have any symptoms, I was exposed, can I go back to work? So the CDC says if you've been exposed And they've kind of redefined what exposure means. It used to be you had to be like within, you know, for a 15-minute period in one chunk, and then it kind of moved to, well, if it was cumulative, if you add all the time, you know, that you were exposed to that person, you know, like behind the desk, and then you run to the back, and then you come back behind the desk. If you add up all those times, you know, even though it's been varied, the CDC had gone from being strict to looser to being strict again. But in a nutshell, the CDC says if you've been exposed to COVID, you quarantine for 14 days. Because the incubation period is 14 days. What's an incubation period? An incubation period is the time it takes for a virus to start showing symptoms within its host. So if you were exposed, let's say, to HIV, it could take months for, you know, you to see, find symptoms. You might not have symptoms. With the actual, like, the average rhinovirus or cold virus, it might take a couple days. But with COVID, they said it could take 14 days. For you to see those symptoms. Now, that 14 day has been debated by a lot. And we've seen different forms of embracement of that 14 days. With the NFL, they're like, 5 days. Why five? Well, because they got a game the next week. Ben Roethlisberger, as well as three other Steelers, are now on the COVID-19 list. Now, Ben Roethlisberger has not tested positive for COVID, but he's been exposed, so he's on the list. Now, how the NFL does it is if you've been exposed to COVID, and it's been a pretty, and it was a high-risk individual, or, you know, or if it was, how did they word it? Hold on a second. Let me see how they worded it. They worded it very carefully. They go, if the virus, okay, let me see. Yeah, a high-risk close contact. I mean, it exposed to somebody who had it. They're supposed to get a PCR virus test, okay? So not so much the antigen. They're looking for, I believe, genetic material. If the test is negative, their incubation period, for some reason, only has to be 5 days. They're not going by the CDC. 5 days, they get to get back on the field. If their test is positive, then they do exactly what the CDC says. If they have symptoms, the 10 days, if they could go back as long as they don't have a fever and their symptoms have improved and all that. But the NFL, again, not the 14 days. And I'm hearing from various companies. They're like, no, you can come back to work as long as you're not sick. Others going, nope, you can only come back to work if your doctor actually writes a note saying you don't have COVID. So the average person out there is kind of screwed because they are at the mercy of whatever their boss or a medical provider, if they could find a medical provider, will say or do. Meanwhile, they're like, okay, you know what? All I did was go to work that day, and now I risk not making income. One of you had asked about what sort of, shall we say, benefits do you have in terms of, you know, in terms of paid leave every time you get exposed. Well, there is supposed to be, there is a law, I forget what act it was, but early on into the COVID pandemic, you were allowed up to, I believe, 10 full work days of pay, or 2 weeks, assuming you had the weekends off, of paid leave. That might change. It might be 14 days, but you were allowed 2 weeks of paid leave if your kid was sent home from school and you had to be with them, or if you were exposed. But that was it. You know, the average employer can't be paying for you every 2 weeks. Now, you have some companies that are like, oh, to heck with this. We need to keep everybody safe. Fine. We will just pay, and we'll say, if we're sending you home, we're going to pay. And that's great. But I'm hearing the average company can't do that. They're like, if you already got your 2 weeks, I mean, if it's a big enough company, some of the smaller companies didn't have to do that because obviously they don't have the money for that. But if they're like, no, if you were exposed, sorry, you're home. So you're not getting paid. And you're home. And you might not actually be able to qualify for unemployment because technically you still have your job. So it's kind of a big predicament. So what the hell is going on here? You know, it's interesting. About a few months back, our health district where I live in Southern Nevada had asked employers to stop asking for notes from doctors to go back to work because there aren't enough doctors. Their patients aren't able to get in with them. And the doctors can't really clear without a test anyway. Adding more insult to injury, many of the tests that are out there aren't 100%. we're hearing some people are positive, some people are negative, some people are just getting that little tickle in the nose, others are actually getting the real one where it's all the way into the back of the nasopharynx. So it's so half-assed. It's just halfway. It's just not, you know, there's no rhyme or reason. So when you see that Ben Roethlisberger could probably get back and play in the next week, then that's because those are NFL rules. And I think what we're seeing is many employers are starting to make their own rules. Now, that being said, what's the liability? So one thing that we haven't heard of throughout this whole time, and we're going to, trust me, we're going to, are the lawsuits. All right, what's been going on in terms of lawsuits? Well, media hasn't really been covering it. I'm sure there's been lawsuits. I'm sure there's been requests for suits. I'm sure there's been inquiries on what happened if you got exposed or you believe your employer didn't protect you enough or et cetera. Now, from what we understand, there's supposed to be laws in place that do protect the employer or a workers' comp. And as long as workers' comp, you know, employers are doing what they're supposed to, and they're, you know, following the social distancing guidelines and not having too many staff during one shift and all that, there's, you know, it's very hard to then accuse them of negligence if, again, you know, you had the shields, you had the masks, you know, if the worker didn't wear them, that's on them. But if the employer provided that and they kind of provided a framework, there's supposed to be enough protections. But where they can, unfortunately, where that little loophole is, where somebody could have a successful suit, is if the employer comes up with their own rules in terms of return to work. So with the NFL, you saw that the NFL fined the Raiders $500,000. I think John Gruden got fined $150,000 because they were having mask issues. Well, I don't know if you saw, you know, and I had spoken about this last week. I go, when everybody congratulates each other and the, you know, the quarterbacks, you know, give each other a quick hug and, you know, everybody at the end of the game, you know, meets up with each other. Nobody's wearing masks. Nobody's social distancing. Well, apparently the NFL has rules for that. Pre-game and post-game, everybody's supposed to be wearing masks. Now, I don't know if then everybody's going to get fined. I mean, once you fine the Raiders, are you going to fine, you know, everybody else? But that then is there going to be a lawsuit? Well, you fined me, but you didn't fine the Lions, or you didn't fine the Packers, or you didn't fine the Bucks. So there could be a lawsuit there. The other thing that we're concerned about are the lawsuits in terms of employers and people, let's say, going to a convention or conference. I live in Vegas. I was talking to Heidi Harris about this, where, you know, once you offer virtual conferencing, you know, or virtual conventions, companies are going to want to save money. Why are they going to spend business class and give you a business expense account to go to a conference that you could very easily do at home? True, you do need to kind of, you know, wheel and deal, and you do need the in-person interaction. Action and the taking to dinners and things like that, those are important, you know, the person-on-person contact. But if the conference isn't going to be a big hit, there's not going to be a lot of people coming out for it, then why should the average employer pay? And then, you know, would an employee sue? You forced me to go to that conference. You forced me to go, but there were going to be 250 people. And it was part of the job, so you pay. So workers' comp is supposed to protect employers, but you just kind of wonder what's going to happen in terms of lawsuits. So for those of you frustrated that you can't go back to work, or you need a doctor's note, or the doctor won't write you the note on telemedicine, or they won't write you the note in person because they don't have your PCR test or your rapid antigen test, I'm with you. It's a cluster. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
We are back of the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Send prayers and hoping that Ada, you know, doesn't dump too much more rain. Apparently, Hurricane Ada is kind of brewing right now in the Gulf. Could be hitting Florida again this week. And we also now have a Hurricane Theta. We're going through all the Greek alphabet. Many of us have kind of had to kind of relearn our alpha, beta, gamma, delta, zeta, you know, I guess alphabet doesn't really follow like the American alphabet, English alphabet. So apparently there's a Hurricane Theta now brewing in the Caribbean that might be making a beeline to the to some of the islands, and then not sure where its track is going to be. So we're going to keep you guys posted on that. In terms of COVID news, there was a huge study that came out of Oxford that looked at 60,000 plus COVID patients and said that if anybody, those who survived COVID, had a 20% or 20% of them went on to have a quote-unquote mental illness within 3 months of overcoming COVID. Now, that means one in five. That's a lot. Now, what were these mental illnesses? Depression. They called them mental illnesses. Depression, anxiety, insomnia, attention deficit, post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, well, this isn't a new headline. We've heard studies where people who had to leave the hospital had COVID. I'm not entirely sure how many of these people that were diagnosed were actually hospitalized or not. But this isn't the first time I've seen it. I've had patients calling on telemedicine saying, look, I haven't been able to sleep since I had COVID. Or I've been more anxious since COVID. Or I've been more depressed. You know, and at first I was like, well, you know, the virus could do that to you. And, you know, maybe it's also the election coming up, or maybe it's because you've been out of work, you can't see your friends or whatever. And they're like, no, it's different because I was already in a funk before COVID. It's a different type of funk people are describing. And so what are the ramifications? What does this mean? It means that this virus may decide to live in the brain. Now, I don't want to scare people. But this is, I don't know, the upteenth time we heard that people don't feel right after they get done with COVID. And this sucks because I really want to call it a cold. I really want to say this COVID is just a cold. I want to. Because I'm seeing my friends who get it and they're like, it was nothing, right? Or I see the, you know, the miscue of data, you know, but I know people die of this. I mean, we've seen that. You know, we know it could be deadly. Maybe we all disagree on the numbers of how many it kills, but we know it can be deadly. But the one thing that is just not being answered or identified or discussed is how long it'll live in the body. Now, remember last week we were told there was a woman who had COVID, an infectious COVID, where she transmitted it to people for 70 days. But she had no symptoms. And, you know, I know many people have COVID fatigue and they're like, I don't want to hear any more news about it. All right, fine. You know what? We'll just come up with a vaccine and we'll be able to go on with our lives. Trust me, I want to be in front. I mean, if we have a protest going, let's get back to our lives, I'll be there with you guys. However, I can't join you until I get more information on what it actually means to have this virus. I mean, does it cause cancer? That's a question I have. We aren't going to know that. We won't know that for years. The average coronavirus shouldn't. The average cold virus shouldn't. But we've seen the HPV virus cause cancer. We've seen the hepatitis virus cause cancer. We've seen those with mono be at higher risk for lymphoma. So I'm not really excited about hearing people go, you know what, let me just get it and then be immune. I don't know if it works that way. So when we do get a report that people get a mental health condition on top of, you know, surviving COVID, well, why is that? Does it affect your serotonin? Does it affect your body's ability to produce serotonin? Serotonin is kind of like our happy hormone. Serotonin is involved in a whole variety of functions, but when your serotonin is low, you're grumpy. You don't sleep well. You got to have mood swings. When your serotonin is up, you feel good. That's why we women love chocolate. You get, well, guys like chocolate tea. You get some chocolate, you get a little boost, a temporary boost of that serotonin. So maybe it's that. Maybe it's other neurotransmitters it interferes with. You know, it's interesting. You'll have women that'll know they're getting a yeast infection because they get depressed. They're like, I know I'm getting a yeast infection. I'm like, how? Do you have any discharge? No, no, I just don't feel right. I feel down in the dumps. I really believe that when you are about to have an infection, you will feel sad. In fact, when I get a cold, I do feel it a day or two before. I'm like, why am I kind of bummed? I feel bummed. And I'll tell my husband. I'm like, you know, this is weird. I have nothing to be depressed about, and I just kind of feel bummed. I wonder if I'm getting sick. And I go, remember that I told you this, and then 2 days later, I have a cold. And I'm like, you see? So I do start to feel bummed a couple days before, and that's because the virus has taken hold. And a lot of times you don't show symptoms of a cold virus or whatever, you know, for a few days. So sometimes my body picks up on it, and that's how it tells me something's up. It doesn't want me to be all excited and going out and partying. That's how nature's way of, you know, I'm like, nah, I think I just want to, you know, stay home and watch a Queen's Gambit, you know, Gambit or whatever. You know, well, that's, I really don't want to go out and hang out with friends. You know, maybe it means I'm getting sick. Now, I mean, I don't feel that now, but, you know, last year or the year before, I could tell when I was getting sick. Yeah, you know, with the exception of flu, but I got the flu shot, so I haven't gotten the flu in a while. So this comes out of Oxford. The report was published in The Lancet, and it's a peer-reviewed medical journal, which, again, I forgot to say this with the vaccine. The Pfizer vaccine results, not yet peer-reviewed. And, you know, I mean, hopefully they do peer-review it, but when there's a lot of hype over the Pfizer vaccine. It's exciting stuff, but that's not peer-reviewed. This one here is peer-reviewed. The report was peer-reviewed. Lancet published it. Within 90 days, people are getting a mental health diagnosis. So what do you do? First of all, how many of you guys have had COVID? All right, and then if you did have COVID, you know, how have you been feeling afterwards? I think it's more than 20%. Now, maybe 20% get an official diagnosis. But the average person I know is anxious. The average person let's just look at the election, right? You have Republicans really anxious and depressed because they're like, they thought they were going to win. They've never seen crowds like this. They've never seen such enthusiasm. I mean, people driving around with Trump flags. You never saw that before. You know, people feeling, you know, free enough to be pro-Trump, you would think that he would have won. You have the Democrats worried because they're like, wait a second, if it's not in the bag, anything could happen. So there's still a lot of anxiety. You have still a lot of depression. You have a lot of depression that, you know, there could be something wrong with our election system, Democrat or Republican. You know, if people can cheat and then, you know, results have to be reversed, or, you know, why don't we have a system where nobody can cheat that is cheat proof? So there's enough there for people. If anybody's depressed this month, Democrat or Republican, I'm not going to blame COVID. But if you have had trouble sleeping, if you have been anxious, if you are having some post-traumatic stress, if you are having attention deficit, going, you know, I just can't pay attention, or I just can't listen that well, or I just feel foggy. Again, that could be COVID. Now, remember, I think it was, it might have been Friday, I don't think I talked about it yesterday. But remember I told you that one of the signs of COVID might be delirium. Now, that could be severe COVID, obviously, but even mild COVID. Sometimes people might not have the cough. Sometimes people may not have the body aches. They might have the brain fog. They might have the, what did you just say, huh? Or, you know, kind of feeling like they're in a dream. Or hallucinations and things like that. That's pretty severe. But for those of you going, I just can't work today. My mind isn't there. I've had a lot of people with COVID complain about that. That sort of brain fog might precede your having other COVID symptoms. So if you have any of them, you really want to talk to your medical provider about it, just so we can make sure that there's not another cause. But I would be interested to see how many more people complain of having mood disorders or anxiety or ADHD or whatever as a result of COVID. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.